You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hello, everybody. Hey, welcome to the program. And I want to welcome the listeners of W Rock Radio. My little program is now syndicated. And for those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, I've been doing this program since 2010 on Blog Talk Radio. And now the folks at W Rock Radio have joined the Psychic View family. And so the program is now heard on two different stations. So I could actually call myself officially syndicated, which is just awesome. Now, I want to let you know that because the callers are going to get busier, I'm going to do my best to get to all your calls. And that means that my program needs to be a little bit more fast-paced than it has been in the past. So you focusing on a specific question about something that you're working on, that's the most effective way that I can help you, is if you ask me a specific question. The questions that are basically not allowed are, what do the cards hold for me? What does spirit want to tell me? Now, if there's something urgent that comes through, I'm going to tell you what it is. But that's why people book a full session with me. Is it's not to get a full reading here in 3 minutes on the air. It is for me to address a specific question for you, to act as a catalyst in some way for you to move forward. So that's how the program works. Now, I do have somebody I'm going to put on the air right away. I've got somebody here from 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hello, this is Cindy from Austin.
Oh, hi, Cindy from Austin. What's your question for me today?
Well, I've been seeing this guy named Todd, and we've been dating, and he got busy, and I knew he was going to get busy. He was very upcoming with that. But now it seems like I haven't heard from him in a couple of days. I was just wondering what was the future with that.
Okay, only a couple of days?
Yes.
Okay, the more you can keep yourself happily busy with things that interest you, the more this relationship will move forward. So I would rather you send him little texts that say, what you're doing to stay busy without saying that you miss him.
Okay.
Okay, because here's the thing. You guys are going to be an awesome dynamic duo. It's going to happen. You have to relax into the idea of letting it happen, not making it happen.
Okay, I got it. So I should just keep busy. He will surface eventually?
Yes. It's only been a couple days.
Yeah, I heard from him Wednesday.
Okay. It's been a couple days. Seriously, I mean,
okay.
And I'm sorry. I hate to kind of beat you up on that because we already know you're awesome. And one of the ways to keep reminding him you're awesome is by sending him, like, fun things you're doing. Like, you could decide to whip out your paint set. I'm serious. And you send him a picture of, I've whipped out the paint set today.
Okay.
I'll text you what I paint. Now, the cool thing about that is that guys that are serious, and actually this is anybody that's serious about their career, they have to be with somebody that understands that sometimes their career or other things they need to do is going to make them step back from the person for a while, right? That is not anything that you've done or anything that you can do to fix. You've got to be supportive of it. Because I'll give you an example. Let's say, let's just fantasize here, and I'm just use myself as an example. Let's say I got a phone call from the producers of the Ellen Show, and they say, Mona, we need you to be here next Wednesday. Now, would I drop everything to be on the Ellen Show? Yeah, I think I would. Okay? I would be so engaged in the days leading up to that of getting my hair done, getting my nails done, finding something to wear. I mean, seriously, that's what I would be doing. And so the last thing I need, it would be somebody to go, we haven't talked in a while. I miss you. Right? Okay?
Yeah.
Because I could be so happily into this that the last thing I need is somebody that goes, what? I mean, and my immediate reaction would be, well, now they're going to be the last phone call when I'm done instead of the first. But if somebody turned around and said, look, I got out the paint set, I would text back and say, well, send me a picture. Send me a picture of what you paint. So here's the thing. You've done nothing wrong here. He already thinks you're awesome. You got to give him this space because the right relationship makes you feel more liberated when you're in it than when you're not in it. So don't go into worry mode, fabulous Cindy. Just, okay?
All right.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from, hold on. My computer's running a little slow. So I do this whole switchboard thing on the computer. And let me see. Let me go to area code. Hold on. Look at area code 402. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Diane. Thank you very much for taking my call today.
Sure, Diane. What's your question?
My focus is on my romantic relationship with Brian. We've been together now almost a year and pretty much dating exclusively now. We've been talking about that. But he kind of blew up for no reason yesterday. We haven't worked that out yet, so I was just wondering if you'd look in on that relationship and see what's going on or anything I need to know.
Okay, so I got to ask you, I'm going to ask you a quick question because you got this guy coming up that's resonating to an earth sign, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo. Is that him?
No, he's Leo, fire sign.
Okay, there is there's a card here of a guy that's a Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo. Now, it could mean that the Brian is sort of in that energy of planning for the future, which is all about the earth sign. Earth signs are about grounding, foundation, preparing, all right? So he could
that
just be
like
in
him.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, that he could be in that energy right now.
Okay.
He's also, you have sandwiched right here next to him a card that's called the Happy Marriage card. I call it the Happy Marriage card. What you're experiencing is fear. He's afraid. Okay? And fear comes up in weird little ways. He knows that you are an awesome partner for him. And the last thing you need to do is add sandpaper to what he's going through right now. The best thing to do would be to just give him the space because this he's in fear. There are levels when in a relationship, you have the 3 month infatuation part. So you get past the 3 month infatuation part. Then you get to the 6 month one where you're kind of in a routine with each other where you're seeing each other maybe once or twice a week. And then usually after about a year, when you get to about a year, you're spending most of your free time with this person. Okay? So what you do is at the year point, there's usually that another little catalyst that happens where someone gets fearful and it comes out as anger, right?
Okay.
It comes out as anger. And the thing is it's because he is taking you seriously. You are part of his routine now and it's a little scary for him. So what you do is you go to the energy of being his absolute best friend right now. So whatever he blew up about, you send him a text and you say, wow, I didn't realize you were going through that. You don't call him a scaredy cat. You don't say that it's fear. You don't do anything like that. You say, wow, I totally understand where you're coming from.
Okay. I don't really understand where he's coming from. That's why I'm wondering if I should text him to work it out or talk to him about it.
No. What you say is, wow, you know, you were going through an awful lot that day. And I understand part of what you're saying. But here's the thing is that, okay, do you remember, let me go back to junior high, right?
Okay.
Junior high, when you graduated eighth grade and had to go to ninth grade, there were some people that would get in a fight with you or be angry with you for some reason because they knew they weren't going to see you in high school. So it's easier for them to be pissed off than to tell you they were going to miss you, right?
Okay. It's a very
immature thing. So, and I'm saying this to you for a reason. He still loves you. There's no question here. He's going through this catalyst of fear, knowing that moving forward from this point means that this relationship goes to marriage or significant partnership, all right? So the way I would text him, if I were you, is I would say, you know, you are my favorite companion of choice, which, by the way, I've coined that phrase, companion of choice, not boyfriend, not soulmate, not, you know, significant other. The phrase I like, which is more in line with really what you're looking for, is you are my favorite companion of choice. You're the dude that if I get a buy one, get one free coupon, I want to go with you.
Right.
So you start with that, and then or if there's a, you know, if I get two free tickets to something, you're the dude I want to go with, all right? If there's a new movie, you're the dude I want to go with, all right? But then you say, I don't know what happened the other day, and I am a little baffled.
Okay.
And then have you guys already told each other you love each other, right?
I've told him. He's not told me yet. I think he does, but he's not.
Okay, but you don't say it. If you'd already said it, then I would say, you know I love you. But the way I would close it is, you know you're my favorite person.
Okay.
So you don't say anything in there that's too squirrely, because he doesn't know how to apologize for his behavior. So if you pave the way by saying, you know, dude, you are my companion of choice. You're the guy that if I get a buy one, get one free coupon to, say, a nice restaurant where you live, you know you're the guy that you're the first person I want to tell good news to. You are my companion of choice. You're my favorite person.
Okay.
And you could just say, I don't know what happened the other day. I'm baffled by what happened the other day. And you know you're my favorite person. So you pave the way for him to go, yeah, I had a really bad week, blah, 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 blah. And then he settles down. But he doesn't know how to apologize for his own behavior right now. So if you pave the way and you say something like that, now you'll do your own words, but you know the vibe I'm trying to get you to get to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you still see that I'm his main person too. Is that right? Because I was did he find someone else?
Sweetheart,
what's going on?
There's no, honey. There's no other person. You have to assume that he just had a bad day. Just you need to assume it. You need to take it that casually with him, because he knows he said some, maybe even some deal breaker things to you, and you need to say, hey, you know. Hey, I'm a little baffled. Actually, this is how I would say it, just like this. Then I got to let you go. Hey, Brian, I'm a little baffled by what happened the other day. You know, you are my companion of choice. You're like the person I want to use the buy one, get one free coupon with. And you're the person I want to tell my news to. So, and you're my favorite person. I hope you're okay.
Okay.
And then XOXO Diane.
Okay.
And you send it. And then you let him think about it. He could be watching football today. You just let him think about it, but you don't send any other text. You don't send anything else out there. You just send that. And that paves the way for him to call up and to tell you that he was behaving like a whack job the other day.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, girl, got to go.
Thank you very much.
That feels good for you to send, doesn't it?
It really does, and you've helped me a lot, so I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Mona.
All right, Diane. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Got somebody here from the 510 area code. Hello, 510. Who's this?
Yes. Hi, this is Camille, and I live in California.
Oh, hey. Now, say your first name again.
Camille.
Camille. I don't think I've ever had a Camille on the program before.
I've called in, but it has been a long while.
Oh,
so
well, then I've missed
remember.
You. I've missed
yeah.
you. All right, what's your question for me today?
Okay, I have a major question about my home.
Yes.
I've lived here 9 years, and I fully intend to retain ownership of this home, not just surviving but thriving. And curious about as to the energy of me being able to manifest this intention.
Well, okay, so I've recently published something called 9-Day Energy Reset, and it is a 9-day ritual that you follow starting on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. There's some, and I got to make your call kind of short because there's some weird background noise that I'm picking up with your call. And I don't know what it is, but it's coming through, and it sounds like gremlins on the phone on my end. Anyway, what I want you to do is I want you to do an energy reset of this living space. Because according to this, you get to keep the house. According to this, there's something that happens over the next 5 years that it is yours. But there's an energy shift that happens to make it officially yours. Do you see?
Yeah.
And so, yes. So it starts by you putting the energy in line with your own energy.
Okay.
Okay, because it's saying that the means for you to do this financially has not yet materialized, but that it will. All right,
I have
friend.
A goal.
You'll make it. But go on Amazon. Called 9-Day Energy Reset. It's on Kindle. You can download it on your PC. You can download it on your phone. It's only $3.96 to download this. I'm not raising the price till December 1st. I'm doing this introductory price because I want people to see how magnificent and amazing it is if you do this. And for you, I just want you to shift your energy into being receptive, not dynamic.
Okay. Okay.
All right, gal pal.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, got somebody here from the 760. Oops, let me get them on here. 760. Hello, 760. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Bridget. How are
Hi,
you?
Bridget. What's your question?
My question is regarding, coming into the space, same space with my preferred complimentary man.
Oh, your companion of choice?
Companion of choice. I love that.
I coined that, man. I came up with that because I think it's more appropriate for what you're looking for in life is you're looking for your companion of choice, not the one, not the soulmate, because, we have so many soulmates. We don't have just one. Okay, so for this relationship to move forward, it needs to have a new beginning in some way. And what it's saying is that you need to get out of excuse me?
I'm not in a relationship. I'm sorry.
Oh, then I misunderstood the question. Then what it's saying is that there has to be a shift from what you've done before to attract your companion of choice to a whole brand new energy. Because you have a card that's called a new beginning card, and you have a card of ending what's not working for you. And it says that from a place of pain comes a new beginning. So what that means is that I would look at the rest of this year as though you are tying up any loose ends, any vibrations that no longer work for you,
right,
and letting those go so that 2017 is the vibration of your new beginning. Now, I want to tell you about this year numerology-wise. 2016 adds up to a 9. So you add up a 2, a 1, and a 6. You add those digits together, it equals 9. 2017 adds up to a 10. So 2 and 1 and 7 equals 10. You drop the 0. It's a 1 year. It's a new beginning year. So when folks can get to the point of tying up whatever's not working for them in 2016 and embracing the idea of what will work for them, that draws you the right kind of people to you.
Mm-hmm.
So what it's saying is that there's a deep letting go of what's not working for you. And you might want to download the 9-Day Energy Reset specifically because it helps you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $3.96. So what it's saying is that love is coming to you, but you need to be better at being in receiving as opposed to dynamic. And I think that you keep thinking that there's something you need to do or participate in. And according to what I'm seeing here, that the love just starts coming to you when you align with what you love.
Right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. What's your question?
Also a relationship question. Just calling about a man that I'm interested in.
What's his first name?
Michael.
Okay, Michael has a temper. Michael is very, very high maintenance. He is not, he may look great on paper. He might be incredibly handsome. He could be, when he's playing his A game, really charming and fabulous. But I'm not seeing him as the best match for you. Because what I'm getting with this guy is that he has yet to fill himself up with his own career direction or love or something. There's something, you're not getting the total truth about this guy. And what I'm telling you is that this would be a better friendship than a romantic interest.
Okay.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Oh, no. And you know, it's funny because it kind of started off as a romantic interest, but it's more like I would like this person in my life as just a friend, but I don't know, I'm not feeling
He is going to be more valuable to you as a friend than a romantic interest. Because if you were to go down the path of doing all your best mojo to attract this guy, he might ultimately hold you back from your own goals. Because as long as you're catering to him, he's great. As soon as you stop catering to him or want something back, he's going to turn into somebody you don't want to be around.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, and I'm going to go to area code 678. Hello, 678. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Oh, hi, Sandy. What's your question?
I'm still working on my brother and my father and the bumblebees.
Yes.
Remember the bumblebees? He's
yes.
The bumblebee, my brother.
Right.
And I'm looking at how to go about this. I'm going to have to get guardianship. And I'm just wondering what can I do? How's the best way to go about it?
Well, according to what I'm seeing in your cards right here, is that I know there's a lot of love here, but I'm giving you a little bit of a red flag in the sense that the burden of this is not totally supposed to be yours.
Okay.
And what I'm getting is that the less that you fight the idea that there needs to be kind of somebody else to take control, the easier this happens. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't do a lot of research. Matter of fact, I'm getting that it's very important that there's a lot of discipline and research connected with this happening. But what it's also saying here is that, do you have another brother besides this one?
He's passed.
Well, because there's something about his legacy that's coming through to me, and I'm not a medium, okay? But there's something about, if you could have a dialogue with the brother that has passed, and I'm going to actually give you a suggestion where you get some books on lucid dreaming. And lucid dreaming is where you go in your dreaming state, but then you become aware in your dreaming state, and you can call people that have passed to you to have a dialogue with them. So one of the things that I would like you to do is pretend that your brother is the one that has passed. Pretend that he's sitting across from you and ask him this question, and then write down what you think he would tell you if you asked this question of him. Because
okay.
What I'm getting here is there's something about the way that the brother that has passed handled things that you're missing.
Okay.
So there's a message coming from the other side to you, and again, I'm not a medium, but I'm getting this nudge to tell you that if your brother was handling this instead of you, how would he handle it? That's exactly the way I'm supposed to address that with you.
Okay, my brother that passed was sort of a rogue and was always in trouble.
But there is something about his resourcefulness that you're supposed to recognize. Now, yes, your brother was a bit of a shortcutter. Okay, let's just sum that up. He was a shortcutter. But what it's also saying here is that there was something about him being able to make things happen at the last minute for him that was sort of uncanny.
Okay.
And that's the energy that I'm seeing you're supposed to tap into. And then it leads to a healing with the brother that you're dealing with now. But it's a resource that you may not have thought of. That's the only way I can describe it. That's how it's coming up, that there is something about your brother who's past influence that leads you to the right kind of thing. And it could be a government agency that is dealing with this, like a rehab or like a senior daycare or something like that that you tap into.
Okay, because my brother is trying to take money, you know?
Okay, here's the thing. It's saying that there is something about the discipline of how you handle this, and I don't know, and I'm going to tell you, I don't know exactly what it is, but the message that I'm getting here is that it may be that you need to go to an attorney that specializes in making sure that the distribution of these monies are protected in some way.
Okay. Well, the thing is they are, but my dad has put me as the successor trustee,
right.
and the power of attorney when he becomes incapacitated, but he doesn't want to. He is really not capable of making these decisions, but my younger brother has turned me into everybody and their son, saying I'm trying to steal dad's money. And
okay, we know that's not true, but you need to prove it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really what
and
it is. And this is a way longer phone call than 3 minutes on the air, so I'm gonna have to let you go with what I've given you so far. And Sandy, if you want to book a full session, just give me a call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, my friend, thank you. All right, I'm going to area code 862. Hello, 862. Who's this?
Hello, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
I don't know what to do about my son. He's been warned so many times. He's not really a bad kid, but he doesn't seem to know how to be himself. And I just want to know if there's something spiritual that's going on, or what I could do to help him.
So I don't believe in curses at all. Mm. I don't believe that. What I believe, and I'm going to share this with you because it gives you a different perspective. Mm. I believe that we come into this lifetime and we don't really care how we get here. Our spirit so wants to be in the human experience that we don't care how we get here. So your son had the gift of you being his mom, all right? And one of the things I want you to do moving forward is start every dialogue with him with something along the lines of, the truth as I see it is. Okay? So you could start with, the truth as I see it is that you don't have a direction. You don't have a goal. You don't know what you want to do with your life. And that makes me really sad. I mean, you start it, so you don't actually do it from the perspective of you're beating him up, but you're giving him the truth as you see it. And that as you look at him, you're looking at him with the idea of truth, that you're seeing his truth through your eyes. You're hearing his truth through your ears. You're thinking his truth in your brain. But more importantly, you're feeling the truth of what's going on with him in your heart. And you can say, the truth of it is my heart is aching for you because I don't see direction for you. Because here's a kid that when he focuses on one thing at a time, he is freaking brilliant. Brilliant.
Yes.
But he hasn't learned to focus that, and he's fallen with the wrong group of people. And so now he thinks that being popular or included in the wrong group of people is the definition of his life. So this would be a
kid. They're constantly trying to hurt. They're not only trying to get him in trouble, they're trying to hurt him. Like, he got his teeth knocked out last night. Beautiful teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
And it made
okay.
No sense.
Wait. Here's what you do. Is you actually need to have this dialogue. And if the two of you still go to church, it would be lovely to have this dialogue with your priest or pastor. Because here's the thing, is that this is a wake-up call for this kid right now, this moment. And one of the things that you may want to do is bribe him into going into the military. And I know that sounds like...
We talk about that.
Okay, here's what you do.
We talk about that.
You say, sweetheart, my heart is aching for you because I don't see direction. And now your teeth have been knocked out by these people that are supposed to be your friends. Friends don't hurt people. They don't hurt you. They're not your friends. And I worry about you every time you step out the door because you're with these people. And you need direction. You don't know what you want to do. I'd like you to think about more about your idea of going into the military. Because the thing is the military will fix his teeth. And all he has to do is recognize that if he doesn't bring himself up, if he doesn't draw himself up by his short hairs right now, nobody else is going to do it for him. But you need to go from the place of talking from your heart. And it's almost as if you get every other family member around you talking the same way to him. Here's this bright kid that has all this potential, and he's wasting it by being popular in a group of people that actually arranged for him to be hurt. And so, you know, there are two ways to motivate people. There's lots of ways to motivate people, but two of them are fear and pain. When it gets to the point where you're tired of being afraid, when you're tired of being in pain, then you take a step forward. And so what it's saying is that connected with your son is there's a deep letting go of what's not working for him. So you actually ask him, this isn't working for you, is it? You get his mind engaged with the idea of how can he shift it, how can he change it, how can he make it better? And then you actually suggest, remember you talked about going into the military. And we already know that there's no other employer out there that would feed you, clothe you, house you, train you, and pay you. There's no other employer that does that. But what it would do for him is it gets him aligned with a whole different group of people that they're all working toward the same thing. So that would be my suggestion. I hope that helps.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right,
do you see
for the
anything
call.
Else in my family that
well,
I need to be concerned with?
Yeah, here's the thing is that this is only a few minutes on the air. I can't spend more time with
okay.
you. I have a bunch of other calls on hold, so I'm
okay.
sorry. Thank you. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 210 area code. Hello, 210. Who's this?
Pearl from Texas.
What's your first name? Oh, Pearl. Hey, Pearl. What's your question?
Pearl. My question is I got into real estate. And I joined a group of people within a broker, and I've moved away from them. I'm independent now. So I was going to see what you saw for my future because this will be the first time I've been on my own.
Okay. So I would like you to do, and I know I'm really pushing this right now, but you guys, this introductory price for 9-day energy reset is only for the month of November. The price goes up December 1st. And I'm bringing that up to you is because here's the thing. You need to go into the energy, Pearl, that the people that are meant to find you will find you. You need to go into the energy that there's no competition with you, that the people that are meant to find you will find you. And when you can relax into your unique energy and align with what you love to do in addition to real estate, then people will be drawn to you. So this is not about chasing business. This is about allowing it to come to you.
It's spelled the R-E-L-A-X word. Relax.
Right. Here's the thing. This is you going into magnetic energy, not dynamic energy, which is, I have to tell you, the reason I wrote this guide was twofold. I had a lot of people coming to me because they'd been, quote, cursed by another psychic, or they felt that they had something going on like that. Seriously, part of the reason I wrote this is because there's no such thing as a curse. The only way a curse has power is if you believe it. So the whole reason I wrote this was for people to tap into their own authentic energy, right? That's the whole reason I wrote it. And because of people saying that. Well, usually what happens, the second reason I wrote it is that people do and do and do and do and do and they don't see anything come back. And they say to themselves, when is it my turn? When do I get to be, right? Well, the problem is that it's happening all around you. You're just not aware enough to receive it. So that's what I'm going to recommend to you. I see you having all kinds of success and that you're going to start seeing things really progress within the next 6 months. So please stick with it, Pearl.
Okay. So I,
all right, gal,
I
pal.
I'm
sorry,
I got to
go. Thank you, sweetheart.
I missed something about
go.
Your energy. If you could just make another announcement about your whatever it is you're talking about, the book or a program or something.
It's,
somehow I missed that.
Okay. 9-day energy reset, and it's on Amazon. It's a Kindle edition. You can download it today for $3.96.
What a deal.
I know, right? The best day to start is the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month. But I'm telling you, it may sound really simple, but it's incredibly powerful.
I agree. I love these kinds of things. So are you the author as well?
I am.
Okay, so I'll look on Amazon right now under your name.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. I'll be right back. I'm going to actually do the 9-day energy reset commercial right now, so, you know, you guys paying attention to it can hear it.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration,
This guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 260, who has been incredibly patient. Hello, 260. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, Kathy in Indiana, and I already downloaded the 9-day program.
Yay.
I forget what it's called, energy.
9-day energy reset. That's fine.
Yes, I'm excited
about it. So what's your question
it?
For me today?
Well, I have three different guys. I'm not really sure which one was for me in those relationships. I've got Brian, Rick, and Steve.
Okay. Is any of them a Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus?
Capricorn, and one's a Capricorn and one's a Taurus.
Okay. It's going to be one of those two that ultimately surfaces to be the right choice. But what I want you to do first with all these guys, and I have to tell you, I really like that you're dating a lot of guys, and I really like that you're spending time with a lot of guys, because I want it to be the person that seems to align with what you want in your life moving forward. So this is not about what you have to offer them. It's about what they have to offer you. All right?
Right.
There is no pressure here on any level of you making any decision anytime soon of who gets to float to the top, all right? But what it's saying is that the more that any of them can align and be incorporated into your life as the way you like it right now, that's the one, okay?
Okay.
Now, I want you to choose out of the two earth signs, I want you to choose the one that treats money more like a flow than trying to hang on to it or use it as a weapon. And I know that's a weird thing for me to say. There are people out there that use...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There are people out there So there are people that use money as sort of their definition of life. And that's not the definition of life. The definition of life is experiences. And you only have money to be able to create choices for you. So if there's one that looks at money like it's an opportunity to have more choices, and one that looks at money like he's obsessed by it, it would be the one that is not obsessed by it, that uses money as a tool, then that would be the one that I'd be more interested in. Because if people are stingy with their money, they're stingy with other things too.
One is stingy. I think he can manipulate with it, maybe.
Okay, you broke up a little bit when you said that.
Oh, he maybe holds it over people's heads when he does.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For them.
In other words,
he can be very generous.
Right. So here's the thing, is that this is a guy that that you might, in your own way, just start talking about how, you know what, I really don't like to talk about money.
Uh-huh.
Just, I don't like to talk about it. It's always there when I need it. It's not something that I stress about. It's there when I need it. And you know, and you can even say sometimes it bothers me that you list money as kind of your sort of badge of honor, when in fact there's so many other qualities about you I like better.
Okay.
And you tell him the qualities you like better. He may be totally oblivious to the fact that he's in the habit of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something to think about. All right,
okay.
My friend. But you got
thank
this.
Thank you, Mona.
Keep doing what you're doing, gal pal. All right.
Oh,
see
thank you,
later.
Mona. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, see you. Bye. You know, some of these one of these days, a couple of my regular callers are going to come out and actually visit me, and I get to meet them in person. That would be awesome. I got somebody here from the 608 area code. Hello, 608. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. What's your question?
My question is I was born with gifts like you, psychic abilities, mediumship, healing, and am I ever going to do anything with it?
Well, first of all, I'm not a medium. I don't connect with folks that have passed, and I'm hearing a little echo. Do you have me on the computer at the same time you're on the call with me?
No.
Okay.
Is this better?
Then maybe I'm just... No, I'm still hearing it. That's okay. Here's the thing. What do you want to do with it?
Well, I have these great gifts, and I want to use them to help people, and that be like my life. And it just for some reason I'm blocked, and it's never happening.
Okay. Okay, I asked that question wrong. I'm going to ask the question a different way. Because you can help people every day right now. I mean, if you're looking to actually make a career out of it where you get paid, is that the actual question?
Well, yes and no, both. I mean, I don't have to. I just want to use them.
Okay, so sometimes people use their intuitive gift in the line of their current work. So if you were to get into something like sales or real estate or something where you can use your gift as a part of the job, then you still make money, but you still help people at the same time. But I'm trying to get to the real specific question here, because I think your question is, I want to earn money helping people.
Instead of doing mundane jobs that I'm not satisfied. I'm just like, my soul doesn't belong there.
Okay. I'm going to shift tracks with you and Jill and address this even a different way. I have a business degree. I have a bachelor's degree in business. My career before I did this full time was business development. Okay? So I incorporated what I know I could do into that job. And I was as successful doing that as I am now. But it was because I tapped into my own intuitive gift in the process of doing it. And I guess that's what I'm trying to get you to think of, is how can you do something that brings you money but also taps into your own intuitive ability to be able to do that. And that's why I brought up sales, real estate, business development, something where you actually talk to people and use your intuitive gift at the same time. Like, there are people out there that are amazing massage therapists, but they do Reiki or energy work at the same time they do the massage, and the clients keep coming back to them, even if they never say they're doing the energy work with that client as well.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get you to the point of aligning with helping people but also creating your own energy at the same time. And I got to let you go because I'm getting an echo and it's driving me a little nuts.
Okay, I think it's the reception where I live.
All right, my friend, thanks for the call. See
all
you
right,
later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Lena. How are you?
Hi, Lena. What's your question?
Can you tell me about this guy? His name is Steve. What do you think about him? For me.
Actually, I'm seeing three men around you. So here's the thing. Steve is still looking for direction. Then you have another guy that's I really like him. He's fun to be around. And then you have another guy here that is, he feels like a foundation for you. So with Steve, I want you to just keep your options open. Seriously,
mm-hmm.
because there's other guys coming in here. And mm-hmm. I'm going to answer that question really fast because I think that's all you really need to know right now, is that it may not be Steve is the one, because there are two other guys coming to you before the end of the year that you could find incredibly interesting.
Wow. That's
I know, right?
Out of corner.
Thanks
wow,
for the call.
Thank you.
See you later. All right,
bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to go to area code 843. Hello, 843. Who's this?
Hi, this is Paula calling from Pawleys Island, South Carolina.
Oh, hi, Paula. What's your question?
I'm just wondering if you can let me know, will we find our cat Buddy?
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that Buddy's not with you right this moment. I want to tell you.
He was a rescue kitty, He was a long-haired Siamese. He's a long-haired Siamese, dark chocolate points, blue eyes.
Oh, sweetheart.
He went missing Thursday night.
Okay, so what this? Okay, so is he? He must be an indoor-outdoor cat then.
Yes, he was not one to stay indoors. We let him be himself.
All right, and I love that about you. I want to tell you a story of a cat that adopted us, because we have five cats. They're all rescue cats. Two of the cats get to go inside, outside. Well, we were at one point at six cats because we had this amazing little cat called Piwacket. Piwacket showed up in our backyard, this pathetic little skinny thing. We started feeding him. We named him. We got him fixed, so he was ours, right? So what happened was is that I made the comment aloud to my husband that it's time to get two of our cats shaved for the summer. And this was a year ago. And I think Piwacket heard it, because he disappeared and never came back. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he looked very handsome when he was shaved, but apparently he didn't like it very much. The thing is, and what I'm getting, is that I think that your fabulous cat buddy has another house he visits.
Okay.
And I think that the other house thinks he's a stray.
Okay, so you don't feel that he may have gotten attacked by the coyotes?
No, I don't think he's gone. I think he's found another house. And I think he's found another house that's incredibly loving, like your house. But this is, now, and I'm not good at lost objects or pets, so I'm going to give you that little disclaimer here. But this says he comes back. He's just gone longer than normal right now. Because I think there's another house that, I think there's another house, and I think there's an older lady. I think she's, a lot of people think she's kind of the B word because she doesn't get along with people very well, but she loves cats. And this cat's shown up in her backyard. And
has she had him before?
I think she has.
Because I had him stolen before.
Okay, but here's the thing. You can't look at, don't look at it as him being stolen. Look at it as him being loved by somebody that probably needs him more than you do. I mean, I'm
serious. I don't know about that.
Okay, sweetheart.
Because my kids have hurt.
Okay, wait a minute. I just want you to realize that there is an older woman here that is coming up in your cards that is madly in love with Buddy. She's not trying to do anything to hurt him. She's not trying to do anything mean or illegal. I don't think that she's thinking she has stolen him. I think she is thinking that he's shown up in her backyard because she's supposed to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the energy I'm picking up here, is that nobody's trying to do anything bad or mean or there's any theft involved. This is looking like Buddy's making a choice that he's probably going to spend time at your place and this other lady's place. So one of the things that I would like you to do, does Buddy have a collar?
No, he would pull it off every time.
Okay. So it is Buddy chipped?
No.
Okay. So here's what I would do. I you don't have to get him chipped, but I would definitely get the kind of collar that he can't work off and put this kid, this is Buddy, I belong to, and put your phone number on him. Seriously. Because I think that the person that has him right now, and he's safe and he's happy, because I'm not getting any bad cards here, and I'm getting this older woman that doesn't get along with people very well but loves cats, I think that she's adopted him because she thought that he didn't belong to anybody. So this is very innocent. There's no bad things going on here. He's very well loved, but I think he'll come back. All right. Thanks for the call. See you later. All right. I don't know what happened to her. She was there and then she wasn't there. All right. I got somebody here from the 559 area code. Hello, 559. Who's this?
Well, this is Evelyn. How are you?
Hi, Evelyn. I have like 1 minute to answer questions. So what's your question?
Okay. I would like to know what's in store for me in the love area, the love department.
You have to do something to take away your lonesomeness that has nothing to do with a man. And that's where it starts. So one of the things I'd love for you to do is learn how to play bridge and get involved with a bridge group with a bunch of ladies. And by the way bridge is working these days is it's more, it used to be 5% men and 95% women. Now it's a little bit more 25-30% men and the rest women. And the reason I'm telling you to do this is that there's a lonesomeness here that I think you're trying to fill with having a man in your life, when in fact the lonesomeness goes away when you start filling yourself with people that are smart enough and fun enough for you to be around. So it's okay. Saying for you to draw love into your life, you first have to get rid of the lonesomeness by connecting with people that are of like mind with you instead of looking for the one guy to come in your life. Do you see what I mean?
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.